You're listening to VPR News. I'm Alex Keefe. The tiny Vermont town of Guildhall is losing its elementary school. Yesterday, voters decided by a wide margin to close the school in the face of declining enrollment. But as VPR Charlotte Albright reports, closing a school doesn't necessarily lower a town's education costs.
Guildhall, an Essex County town on Vermont's eastern border, has no high school. Its elementary school has only 20 students in grades K through 5 this year, and by 2018, there will probably be only 10. Per-pupil costs would then be expected to rise from about $12,000 to almost $20,000, with the residential tax rate skyrocketing as well. Caledonia Essex Supervisory Union Superintendent Michael Clark says debate was civil about this looming problem and about 40% of the voters cast ballots.
I think it was a really challenging evening for the community because they absolutely love their school. And so with their hearts, they want to keep it open, but financially, they just, with their pocketbooks, they can't.
63 voted to close the school. 9 voted to keep it open. If Guildhall parents choose another public school for next year, the town will cover full tuition. If they choose a private school, the town will pay the average cost per pupil set by the state. But the future is hard to predict when it comes to school funding. Consider, for example, another small Northeast Kingdom town that closed its school this year. East Haven now spends more money on education than it did when it operated a school, because a lot of new families moved in to benefit from school choice. That's expanded the tax base, says town clerk Franklin Higgins, but it's also created an unexpected deficit.
Well, not so good part of it is it means that we have more students now, and we have to pay more tuition.
It's too soon to tell whether that will happen in Guildhall, and the future is uncertain in other ways as well. The rules for implementing Act 46, the new school consolidation law, have not yet been fully written. So the fate of many small schools hangs in the balance as Vermont struggles to rein in education costs. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright.